This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
We are sponsored by Wendy's, the official hamburger of March Madness. Get a Dave's single for just $1 and a Dave's double for just $2. With their offers in the Wendy's app, limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's, redeem in the Wendy's app, account registration required, see offers in the Wendy's app for details. And I think the biggest fan of that rejoin was the head basketball coach at BYU. He's Mark Pope. Sitting with us right now.
I cannot believe I'm on with the legendary Zach Gelb with the best intro I have ever heard in radio. And
you're making me blush. Jeez.
And just to double down on that, Wendy's makes the best burger of all the drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Don't I know you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I know your wife is sitting over there to the left. She probably would have appreciated when you guys beat Gonzaga and you bought the kids all that food if you guys would have went to Wendy's instead of where you
actually did go. Well, no. Cubby's is a local joint, man.
You would have saved some
Cubby's.
Money.
It would have saved a lot of money.
And make daycare a little bit more affordable, Coach.
My gosh. I'm pretty sure the owners ran that bill up like crazy, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Well, I appreciate you stopping on by. Let me first ask you, though, going all the way back when you won the championship as a player with Kentucky, still to this day, just what's the everlasting image for you during that crazy run?
There's so many. It's just so many. I remember we were at the Meadowlands, which was actually the last year they ever had the Final Four in an arena, ever since it's been in a dome. And so it was, the tickets were insane, and the people packed. And we just drove, if you've been there from the Meadowlands, you just drive across the freeway to our hotel. And from our bus door to get to the elevator in the hotel, which was like 30 feet, it took like an hour and 15 minutes. And it wasn't talking to people. It was just human bodies squished together so hard nobody could move. And it was a brilliant moment of mayhem and joy for Kentucky Wildcat Nation, Big Blue Nation. It was pretty fun.
It's kind of crazy that, because, you know, I live in New York now, and I grew up in New York, and St. John's trying to get on back, and your coach, Rick Pitino, he just can't get away. He still loves this sport more than ever.
Man, come on, what a gift to St. John's. Like, you just can't think of a more perfect coach to have there, and he is going to crush it. And the reason I know he's going to crush it is because he crushes it everywhere he goes. And so it's going to be a really exciting future for St. John's, and New York is going to go crazy, and he's going to take it there, and I can't wait to see it.
I know this is probably weird for you because you're a coach right now, and that's the coaching fraternity, but then Kentucky is your school, and we'll talk about BYU in just a second with Mark Pope. But Kentucky, the last few years in the tourney, they lose to St. Peter's, and this year they lose to Oakland. A few years ago, they didn't make the NCAA tournament. You see John Calipari. People are wondering if he's still the right guy. With your knowledge of just Coach Cal and the Kentucky program, what are your thoughts on that?
Coach Cal is the right guy. He's amazing. We can't. You know, sometimes you forget how good you have it. And what he's done at Kentucky has been incredible. What he does for the community is incredible. The way he's a spokesman for everything Kentucky is a beautiful thing. The pros that he's been able to put out. And certainly he is not satisfied with the championship runs that, you know, really at Kentucky, if you don't win the national championship at least 4 out of 5 years, you're going to take a ton of criticism, but he's going to get back there. And I'm telling you, I think he's one of the great coaches to ever walk the sidelines of college basketball. And he's one of the few guys that could go crush it at Kentucky like he is. And I expect in the next year or two, he's probably going to hang another banner in Rupp Arena.
Talking to Mark Pope right now, looking back at your season, I know it didn't end the way that you wanted it to with the quick showing in the tourney, but how do you kind of reflect on what you guys were able to do this year?
It was incredible. Like, I mean, I love competing, and I love college basketball, and for us, to finally make our way into the Big 12, which has been 107 years in the making at BYU, and to be able to go compete and share that with our fan base, and for our guys to perform at the level that they did when we walked in with you know, the only expectation was that we were going to get buried. And I just, man, it was just such an incredible year. I will remember it for the rest of my life, what these guys did by bonding together. It was special. And, you know, it bring me to tears really quick. I love these kids, and I love what they did together.
You guys played NC State early in the year,
yeah,
and you guys got a victory up against them.
Yeah.
I know that their program really has taken off, and Kevin Keats has really done a great job in this last month. Did you see signs that that team could do what they are now on the verge of doing, which is playing in a Final Four game on Saturday night?
I definitely saw signs of that, because in the first 10 minutes, we were down 18 against them. And then my guys just turned it on. It was just a three-point barrage to come back and win. But, you know, they have really, really great pieces. They have a veteran leader in the backcourt, really dynamic scorers in the backcourt. Clearly, up front, they got one of the most unique players in all of college basketball. And I love Kevin, man. You know, you get a chance to sit down and talk to him. Of course, he's from the Coach Pitino family, like I am. And I love him, and I love sharing stories with him. And I love this for him because, you know, this is why college basketball is great. A month ago, people were talking about, like, the end of his tenure at North Carolina State.
Now he got a two-year extension.
And a month later, he's an epic legend in the history of North Carolina State. And that's why we love March Madness. That's why we love college basketball.
I know you got to run, but it's been pretty cool this year to see the women's tournament.
Yeah.
And where that's at, where a lot of stars are in the women's game. But then the men's game, people say, oh, the stars aren't there anymore. What do you make of the current landscape of college basketball? Because we are at this Final Four. You got Donovan Klingon of UConn.
Yeah.
You got Zach Edey of Purdue.
Yeah.
The breakout star of DJ Burns. You know, what do you make of the men's game right now with name, image, and like this transfer portal and all the changes?
I love everything about it. I love it so much. And certainly stars attract attention. And it might not be the traditional path of having a star grow through two or three or 4 years at the same university and college. But what makes college basketball different than the NBA is that we love watching players grow, for sure. We love it. But these fan bases, they're attached to players that come and go through the program and go, but they're attached to their school, man. When I think about Cougar Nation at BYU, I mean, you know, we're the 10th highest attendance in the country. The Rock is probably the best, biggest student section in the country. And that's going to continue on long after I'm not the coach there anymore,
yeah,
and our players go. And so in college basketball, we actually are blessed to be able to go become a part of a university and a fan base that's much bigger than us,
mm-hmm,
and that's pretty epic.
The BYU fan, I'll give him a lot of credit, and on a national stage like this, all I'll say is years ago when I was working in the Princeton area doing local radio, I went to a Princeton-BYU basketball,
yeah,
game. I couldn't believe,
yeah,
how many folks there were that were BYU fans at Jadwin Gymnasium that night.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, we don't travel great. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if we rolled here in Phoenix for a game, like, at least half the arena would be BYU fans. They didn't travel from Provo. They live here. We go play at Houston or anywhere else, it's brilliant. We're really blessed with an epic fan base, and it makes it fun to be a part of the program.
Well, Coach, always appreciate your energy. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Zach.
There he is, Mark Pope, joining us on Radio Row. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Great to see you, Coach. Thanks so much for coming on, as always. Love Coach's energy.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.